USA Radio News.
A fourth grade teacher is the first victim to be identified in Tuesday's deadly mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Eva Morales was killed while trying to protect her students after a gunman walked into the school and opened fire, according to the New York Times. At least 18 students and two other adults are dead. President Joe Biden appeared frustrated as he addressed the nation on Tuesday night.
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act. And don't tell me we can't have an impact on this carnage.
Vice President Kamala Harris called for action on Tuesday as well. Flags nationwide will be flown at half staff through sunset on Saturday. In addition, police believe the teenage suspect shot his grandmother at the start of the rampage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The U.S. Justice Department is tweaking some of its policies.
The Justice Department is updating its use of force policy to direct federal agents to intervene if they witness any law enforcement official using excessive force in a way that violates the law. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department's policy had not been updated since 2004. Garland's memo states, "The policy of the Department of Justice is to value and preserve human life." From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Five of the 10 GOP candidates may be off Michigan's primary ballot by the end of the week. The State Board of Canvassers will look at a report from the State Elections Bureau that claims five Republican candidates turned in thousands of fake signatures to get on the ballot. And South Korea says one of the three weapons North Korea test launched into the sea was a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile. The launches were made hours after President Joe Biden ended his Asian trip. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The unofficial start to summer is just around the corner. According to AAA, more than 34 million people are expected to travel 50 miles or more from home this Memorial Day weekend. That's an increase of 8.3% over 2021. Attorneys for the parents of the accused Oxford High School shooter in Michigan have a request for the judge. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of the Oxford High School shooting suspect, are asking a judge to move their trial or pull jurors from outside Oakland County to give them a fair trial. Lawyers for the Crumblys say the shooting has had a devastating impact on the people of Oakland County, which will lead to impartial jurors. The defense argues a portrayal of the Crumblys by the media, as well as prosecutor Karen McDonald, has created a harmful image for the couple. McDonald's office denies the claims.
GOP Georgia Governor Brian Kemp fended off a challenge by David Perdue in the Republican primary. He defeated the Trump-backed candidate by a roughly 3-1 margin. The race pitted some of the party's biggest names against each other. And U.S. stock indexes ended mostly lower on Tuesday, and a sell-off in technology stocks deepened. This as concerns about economic growth and rising interest rates continued to weigh on markets. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.